What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios, and we are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook. Download their app today and use promo code THEGAME. We spoke with Ryan O'Reilly this last hour, so you can find that interview if you missed it. You can find it on our social platforms. You can also find it on your preferred podcast platform. Nice sit down with Ryan O'Reilly. His excitement to be in Nashville got me excited, too. But I want to get into this. The latest in the DeAndre Hopkins sweepstakes. Now, we've been grabbing on to, like, just crumbs of DeAndre news. Anything that we could get. It's like I didn't have any air, and the little gasps of air I could get of any DeAndre Hopkins news, I was going to take it. But it seems like we have some developments, at least in the Vegas side of things. Because on the DraftKings Sportsbook, the odds for DeAndre Hopkins for the Tennessee Titans went from plus 500 to minus 300. Massive shift in the odds. Now,
explain
in
what
the
that
Titans
means
favor.
For people that don't do the betting thing as much. Like, what does that mean?
So, plus 500 means that it's kind of a long shot.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's, let's say, let me think of NFL MVP right now. Maybe Justin Herbert has plus 500 odds, and I have no idea. I need to check the sports books. But it's kind of a long shot, not the person that you would really think to be NFL MVP, that Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow and Josh Allen probably have better odds, but it's not completely out there. Shifting to minus 300 means that you are an overwhelming favorite. Like Alabama against Mississippi State.
Go ahead and say it. You want to say Vanderbilt? You wanted to say it.
Well, Alabama against Vanderbilt might be closer to minus 650, Willie. I'm not giving
maybe
Vanderbilt.
Maybe 700.
Come on now.
I'm not giving
it
Vandy.
It was only 55-3 last year. Yes. Come on.
I'm not giving Vandy that good of odds.
Hey, we're making progress.
Alabama,
I like
Mississippi
those odds.
State.
I like those odds.
I will say, though, for the odds on DeAndre Hopkins at minus 300, for those that are not familiar with it, you're going to spend more money to win money with DeAndre Hopkins. You're,
right.
If you want to
exactly.
put a $100 bet, you're probably going to come back with probably 30, 40 bucks.
Right. It's kind of like if you bet, you'd be like, oh, duh, you're betting on a heavy favorite, so you're not going to win as much. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what the odds, the plus versus the minus.
Exactly. A massive shift. Like, you don't see shifts like that happen on the sports books. So a massive shift in the Titans' favor to land DeAndre Hopkins. What do we make of it? What does Vegas know?
That is always the fundamental question. The people in Vegas tend to figure some things out. They have people that know things. Hmm. So I always wonder, okay. Because that's probably the number one thing that I try to use when I'm looking at these odds, because I'm not a bettor, right? I don't get in there. But I pay attention to those things, and that's the reason. It's like, what do they know?
Yeah, you wonder who they're talking to or how closely do they have their ear to the ground. In certain circles, because how does it go from a plus to an overwhelmingly minus?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it could come, it could be because it seems as if New England has sort of cooled off their approach to getting D-Hop. They're like, listen, they're probably like, this is what we're offering. Either you want to be on this team, we told you how you would fit, you would be our number one, whatever, but we're not going no higher than where we're at now. So either the deal is on the table, it's right here, but then now you're hearing, you know, you hear that the Titans are being more aggressive. And we talked about that. Well, what does that mean? Does it mean constant phone calls? Does it mean text? Does it mean you offered a little bit more to the pot, or you're willing to go a little bit higher? What is it? So it had to be something. I'm thinking it is more so the New England Patriots sort of cooling off on D-Hop rather than the Titans offering more money.
But what does that mean? Because the Patriots aren't going to offer DeAndre Hopkins less money. Mm-hmm. They're not going to pull the contract off the table, or at least the offer on the table. So does it mean that the Patriots are just not picking up the phone and calling DeAndre Hopkins, that they're not forcing it?
Well, I don't think it's that they're not picking up the phone. I don't think they've backed themselves into a corner. I think the Titans have backed themselves into a corner. And it's like all or nothing. Like, we got to sign this guy. And I believe New England is really – when we heard Vrabel say, you know, we only want guys that want to be here. Well, New England, it seems like that they're really standing on that hill. Like, if you don't want to be here, then we don't want you. This is what we're offering. Whereas the Titans is, yeah, if you don't want to be here, we don't want you. Unless you're D-Hop and we really need you, so we're still going to leave the door open, you know.
So, but I want to know, like, what caused this massive shift? Because you mentioned the Mike Reese report on mm-hmm. ESPN.com that said the Titans are being more aggressive in their pursuit of DeAndre Hopkins than the Patriots are. But is that enough to cause the odds to shift from plus 500 to minus 300? Like, I heard Joe Rexroad and Robbie Stanley this morning on Robbie on Rexroad. Joe Rexroad said maybe it was a clip from the GM Shuffle podcast, the DraftKings GM Shuffle podcast. Mm-hmm. Former NFL general manager Michael Lombardi said this on the GM Shuffle podcast.
Do you think that we get this third team that gets into the fray here, or is it just going to come down to New England or Tennessee and he's pretty much waiting until training camp to sign?
Oh, I think there's more than two teams in it. I just don't think the third team's going to pay. I mean, I could see Buffalo being in it. I could see Kansas City being in it. I could see any team that wants to get a bargain for a slot receiver in it, but I don't think they're going to get this get the market to drive it up. You know, and I think he's going to have to rely on a receiver getting injured or a team becoming desperate. I think the only team he'll get more money out of will be Tennessee, because Tennessee certainly could use him. They need him. They don't have enough skill, they don't have enough explosiveness offensively. They certainly could use him.
So was it Michael Lombardi saying that he thinks that DeAndre Hopkins is going to be with the Titans? That's what Joe thought. That clip was
that
enough.
That alone would switch the odds?
Would shift the odds?
By
much.
One guy's that statement on a podcast?
Much?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
So what does Vegas know?
Now, what I would say with Lombardi, I listen to Lombardi's podcast a lot because I think he has a very good ability to look at a team's salary cap situation, mm-hmm. look and see how much cap space they have, what they might be able to offer, and does a good job of explaining it to somebody like me that, you know, can't analyze and understand all of the voidable years and how you would pay this off and what you could offer. He's pretty good at that. So I value what he says. I don't know if that switches the odds alone. I would have to think that Guido and Tony and Anthony behind the scenes have their ways of finding out from other people besides just one guy
right.
on there. But that is a pretty massive shift.
Huge.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Could it be Huge. A little bit of Bill Belichick saying, look, we've made our offer, and look, if you're looking for the phone to ring and we try to shower you with more praise or anything, those days are over. Now, maybe that could be good reverse psychology. Hey, why aren't the Patriots calling? Like, they always say, don't act desperate. You were trying to get the date with somebody, yeah. and you're like,
play it cool,
hey,
play it cool.
We go out with me. Like you go with the caveman approach, just try to, you know, go over and just harass until they say yes or no. That can work.
Keep asking.
But the other way is like, just back off. Don't ask desperate. Yeah. Hey, why isn't he calling me? Hey, wait a minute. Don't you like me? Hey, you know,
that could be.
I'm like, Tinkerbell, I need applause or else I die.
Right.
That could be. Or, you know, people are looking at it from this standpoint, I would tend to believe this probably isn't one of those reasons, but when you're looking at both teams, when you're looking at both head coaches, for some reason, to me, they almost gotta have this signing. Whether it materializes into D-Hop having a great season or not, they gotta have this signing for this reason, for these reasons.
You've kind of evolved on this, haven't
you?
You've kind of gotten more towards this than you were at the beginning of this process.
Yes.
Yeah, because
Carolina is having influence on you. That's what it is.
Well, because I mean, I still think there is an outside opportunity because the longer he waits, the longer that door starts to creep open further and further for other teams to sort of come in and make their bids. But I think, you know, people are looking at it from this standpoint, looking at the two coaches. Bill Belichick, his legacy is established. No matter what he does, he will go down probably more than likely as the greatest NFL head coach ever. Now, you can throw Lombardi in there. I get that. But what Bill has done while he's been the New England Patriots head coach, no other coach has been able to do in any NFL. So his legacy is set. So whether he gets D-Hop or not, whether he wins another Super Bowl or not, Bill is Bill. Nobody's going to question that. They may question, well, he's staying a little bit too long, but they're not going to question his resume. I think with Mike Vrabel, there's still that, you know, yeah, we believe he's a really good coach, but is he going to be one of those guys that is a really good coach but ends up not ever winning a championship? And what they did with A.J. Brown, that whole thing, and how they've been trying to sort of work that situation out, drafting Traylon Burks, trying to bring other guys, getting to Robert Woods, trying to bring other guys to sort of make up for the production that was lost with A.J. Brown. I think people are looking at it from, you know, Mike needs this. He needs this signing more than anything else to show he can go out and get that big name guy. They haven't gotten a guy like D-Hop through free agency. Now, we could look at Bud Dupree and say, well, but he was nowhere near what D-Hop is and what D-Hop has done throughout his career. This guy's he's a Hall of Famer to me, D-Hop is. You gotta, in a sense, you gotta have this signing. You gotta do whatever it takes to get this guy on your team, because if you don't, you're going to always hear you let A.J. Brown get out this building and you haven't been able to get another big-time wide receiver in this organization. I believe Traylon Burks will be that guy. Mm-hmm. I do. But from the outside looking in, only thing people see is you traded away A.J. Brown right before he got to he wasn't even at the peak of his career. You traded him away because you didn't want to pay him no money. You need to sign D-Hop.
And if no other reason, too, exactly. Part of it is to support Traylon Burks and allow him to shine, because there's a lot riding on that trade as to whether he, you know, it's a little bit like we just talked about with Ryan O'Reilly. You want to give that pathway. What's the best way I can support a young player that I want to see fulfill his potential?
And Mike Vrabel told us on draft night, you're going to trust us.
Yeah.
You're going to trust us that we're going to get this receiver position figured out. I trust you, Mike. Don't let me lose that trust.
See, you guys are moving, swaying on me a little bit. I'm still holding to my thought of, look, do what you want to do behind the scenes, but offer what you feel is the right offer, and don't come off of that.
Well, they're going to overpay for you. They are.
You don't have an option but to overpay.
It's just like Willie.
I just don't want to mortgage my cap space down the road if that's part of it.
They can't worry about that right now.
Down the road when you're down the road.
What about playing for the future?
Playing for the future. The future is now. Have you heard that slogan
tomorrow
before?
Tomorrow is not guaranteed, Willie.
I've lost you guys. Listen, I got a five-year vision.
It's like you promising Mahoney, you know, hey, I'm going to get you this, whatever it is, glove, new batting glove, the latest and greatest batting glove. And as we start, and you're telling him, I promise you, I'm going to get it. Don't worry about it. And Mahoney goes to practice. He's like, yeah, my dad's getting me this new and improved glove. And now you're trying to figure, like, man, where's this glove? I need to get this glove. And the time is ticking ticking.
And I got to overpay to get
and
the glove.
And you got
to
overpay.
Price goes up
absolutely.
On the glove. Inflation.
So I got the glove at my house, Willie. And I'm like, Willie needs this glove. So I bought it, you know, for $115. I'm going to sell it to Willie for $500. Why? Because Willie needs this glove. I heard Mahoney on the playground talking about this glove that he needs. So you're going to have to pay for it.
Man, a good a good old glove is better than a new glove anyway.
I'm with Willie on this one. I think the room's split down the middle. I think the five-year plan Willie's talking about is probably the right route.
Five years is the right route.
5 years is too much. Like Floyd Reese used to always laugh at me when I'd say, hey, you know, what about the 4 or 5 year plan? He goes, you're fired. You'll never get there.
You don't have 5 years.
Yeah.
We even talked about, maybe it was, I think it was Junie and I on Friday. At what point is Mike Vrabel on the hot seat? If this is another season where of a losing season, Mike Vrabel's seat's temperature gets higher and higher and higher. How do you avoid that? DeAndre Hopkins.
But you can't put all your eggs in this year. That's my only hope, that if they get him, I want to thread the needle between, look, you want one last hurrah with these veterans, but you got to have your plan on what you're going to do, how much cap space you're going to have when the Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill, Kevin Byard era is over, because it's the clock's ticking on that.
Hey, Willie, they're playing paycheck by paycheck right now.
I get that. I can relate.
I can't worry about... You know, 2 weeks from now.
We'll worry about that.
Exactly.
Then. We'll worry about that. Then.
Been there.
But you two both mentioned something about it seems like the Patriots are kind of cooling off a bit. And I want to continue that discussion coming up next, because I don't think that you two are alone in thinking that. We'll discuss that coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063 The Game.
What is more likely to happen this season? The Patriots sign DeAndre Hopkins, sign Dalvin Cook. They sign both of them or neither of them.
I'm going to go with the last option there. I think they have a good chance to sign DeAndre Hopkins, but I think what's most likely is that they end up not getting either one, because I think this is going to come down to the money for both players.
Oh,
and I'm not sure the Patriots are going to be the highest bidders. I think they're looking at this team as still, and I should say Bill Belichick. I think Bill Belichick is looking at this team as still in sort of a rebuilding phase. And so even though we know Robert Kraft is desperate to win, and it sounds like, you know, he wants the team to be really aggressive, he's left the spending to Bill Belichick. And based on some of what we've seen in terms of how they built their roster, I don't know if they view this as their window to truly contend.
That was NBC Sports Boston. They said, hey, I think it's more likely that the Patriots don't get DeAndre Hopkins or Dalvin Cook more than it is likely that they get either of the two. And it does kind of seem, since that Mike Reese report came on ESPN.com, it said the Titans have been more aggressive than the Patriots in their pursuit of DeAndre Hopkins. The massive odds shift on DraftKings. The Titans' odds to land D-Hop went from plus 500 to minus 300, a huge shift in the odds. It feels a little bit like the Patriots are conceding a bit, like they're waving the white flag. All momentum is in the Titans' corner. And, of course, it's Vegas odds. It's a lot of talk. At the end of the day, that stuff could mean nothing. There could be zero substance to any of it. But what you heard there from NBC Sports Boston is Bill Belichick doesn't want to cough up the cash to improve this team. And that's what we all believe it's going to take to get DeAndre Hopkins, is giving him the money that he wants.
I do think it's interesting to track with all of that. We talked about ESPN, and when you watch their daily coverage, and this is general sports, but we know in the general sports coverage of ESPN, there's a ton of NFL influence on that. And in those guys, there's a ton of Patriots guys in there. So they have the pulse of the market up there. Also, my son's been up there in that New England area the last few days doing some different things, and he's interested in this himself.
So we've got boots on the ground.
We got boots on the ground up there.
Mahoney, the reporter.
Yes, and he does say that it doesn't seem like it's a big daily topic anymore. Mm-hmm. Like I think it's kind of like, well, you know, maybe we don't need it. It just doesn't seem like there's this urgency from the fans. Like, you got to have DeAndre Hopkins. Like, we just made the case there might be here.
Yeah, I just don't think, and you know, it may be right that, you know, you gotta understand, how does each team value one, the receiver position, but then value D-Hop in regards to how many wins can he give you on your, you know, can he give you during the season? And New England may feel, hey, listen, we are in a division we're in. This is a tough division, even though, you know, things can happen and go end up being a tough, start out as a tough division and end up being not that way. We saw it, you know, this past season in AFC with the AFC East, I believe. But Bill might be looking at it as, listen, we get D-Hop. What does that mean for our team from a win-loss standpoint? Does that push us over the edge where now we are a lock to make the playoffs, or does it mean we're just the same team we were prior to signing him? That's the way maybe you have to look at it. The Titans may be looking at it as, listen, this is a winnable division, and any extra guy we get on offense that has proven he can play in this league, that still has something left, we need to bring him on this team because this division is winnable. You know, yes, many are picking Jacksonville to win it, but you look at Houston and Indianapolis, they are ushering in new quarterbacks. So it may take them a minute to get going. We are still in a position to win this division. So getting D-Hop may be that one guy that sort of helps push us over the edge to win the division. Getting D-Hop for New England still doesn't make New England a winner of the AFC, what is it, the AFC West.
Mm-hmm. AFC East.
East, yeah. And the West was last year, excuse me. It doesn't make them now go from being the last team in a conference in a division to the number one, jumping over Miami, Buffalo, and the Jets.
I don't know.
Getting D-Hop is not going to do that for them.
I don't know.
But I would tend to believe many will still pick either the Jets or Buffalo to win that division.
I would totally agree. Mm-hmm. But what if Josh Allen gets hurt?
Yeah.
But
even without D-Hop, if Josh Allen gets hurt, they don't need D-Hop to sort of, you know, leapfrog Buffalo. If Josh Allen goes down.
But I'm just saying hypothetically, like, uh-huh, weird, crazy things happen in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, the Patriots don't have an incredibly tough schedule. Like, I'm with you. I don't think the Patriots are anywhere close to winning that division. If I had to pick today, they're probably coming in last in that division. But I also thought that the Raiders were going to win their division last year, and we saw how that shook out. So
Denver,
crazy things happen.
That, yeah.
So that's what I want to kind of discuss coming up next is if the Patriots are kind of cooling off a bit, the way that it feels that it is on the outside looking in, why? And we'll explain coming up next. We'll discuss coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
You said you'd keep us updated on any possibilities of adding personnel. There's a report from the NFL Network that DeAndre Hopkins is going to visit on Sunday. Is that accurate? And you're looking forward to making a pitch to him?
Well, the first thing is we want players that want to be here, you know, and I think we want people that want to be here, and then we'll work through anything else. And so, you know, we brought in a bunch of different players. DeAndre will be somebody that we'll bring in next week, early next week, at the end of this week, and, go through the same visit that we go through with everybody and then, you know, start the process.
With a visit like that, like, what can you pull from that visit? I mean, is it a recruiting opportunity, or like how does that benefit you?
You know, I mean, I'm past the recruiting. I did that at in college. You know, I mean, I think that, again, would really just want people that want to be here. And then if that works out, then you go on to the next step. So this will be pretty much it until we, you know, either sign or don't sign the next player.
He's got a reputation, Mike, from
this will be, you know, again, this, if that's what you're going to ask your question about today, Paul, I'm going to give you another opportunity. But I'm going to talk about the players that are here, and when DeAndre's here, I'll visit with him, and then we'll move on when we make any other transactions from there.
Not only am I excited for Titans training camp just because it means football's around the corner, but I'm very looking forward to Mike Vrabel's sassiness. I do miss that a good bit in my life. But that was Mike Vrabel about a month and a half ago at this point, at the beginning of the Titans' involvement in the DeAndre Hopkins sweepstakes. And the biggest news is on the DraftKings Sportsbook, the Titans' odds to land DeAndre Hopkins went from plus 500 to minus 300. Crazy odds. And I'm wondering, what does Vegas know? Is it more to do with the Titans? Or is it more to do with the Patriots? Like, have the Patriots really kind of eased off on their pursuit of DeAndre Hopkins? It's kind of what it feels like on the outside looking in. But why? As we know, I mean, Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick are kind of butting heads a little bit. And there was this report that I saw the other day, this coming out from Ben Volen of the Boston Globe, that apparently there's growing sentiment that Bill Belichick's job security may not be as locked tight as we thought it would be. According to Ben Volen of the Boston Globe, Robert Kraft wants to win. I mean, I'll go back to the owners' meetings, I guess last year, maybe year 2 years ago. Robert Kraft is talking about, you know, we haven't won a playoff game since Tom Brady was here. Like, we want to be competitive. The Patriots are 31st in the league in spending. It's Bill Belichick's job to spend that money. Robert Kraft wants to win. Bill Belichick doesn't seem like he's, you know, putting the money forth or the effort forth to become a competitive team. If Bill Belichick's job is on the line, according to this report, I don't think that it is, but according to this report, wouldn't going after DeAndre Hopkins be the kind of move that you're showing, hey, we're at least trying to win? So why not push further? Why does it feel like the Patriots are a little bit more submissive in their pursuit of D-Hop?
Well, the Patriots, this is just their MO. You know, they don't want to get into the business of overpaying for players that are aging. You see what they, historically have done with their own players that have, you know, sort of gotten up there in age. They release them right before they feel they're about to sort of plateau or their careers are going down. They've moved on from some really, really good players because of that. So what makes you think that they're going to go the opposite way now, bring in one of those guys and not just bring them in, because I think they do bring in veteran guys that are sort of, you know, a little long in the tooth, but they're not going to overpay for them. That's what they're not going to do, New England. They're not going to overpay for guys. They're going to give you what they feel your market value is and go from there. Whereas the Titans, on the other hand, if you listen to Vrabel, he's saying it to you. He's sort of saying two things at once. We only want guys that want to be here. And if we find out they want to be there, then we'll work through the other stuff. The other stuff is what? The contract.
Right.
Okay, we brought D-Hop in. It seemed like he wants to be here. I know he ain't walking there and was like, oh, I don't want to be here. Like, what am I here for? I don't want those chips you got. Huh, they nasty.
I don't want to go to Timbuktu.
Exactly. I don't want to ride in your Sprinter van. Give me an Uber, you know? You already put me on Southwest, damn it.
Oh, don't remind me.
But no. But he's telling you, okay, once we get over that, do you want to be here or not, which it seems like they have, and D has seems like he does want to be here, now comes the contract talk. And they're going to have to offer more money at this juncture that any other team will offer. Why? Because they need D-Hop more than these other teams need him. And the other team is New England. I'm not saying New England's receiver room is better than the Titans. They got more experience, yes. Just more experience in that room. But they're looking at it from the standpoint of, listen, we know what your market value is. We know where you're at in your career. We know what we want from you. We're not going to overpay for that. If you want to come on a contract that we just laid out, that's great. We want you here. But if not, then okay. It was good having you in, you know, New England. It was good you hung around with Judon. But
La Familia.
Exactly. Now we move on. Whereas the Titans, the Titans got to have them. It's all or nothing with them unless they can – you know, get another receiver that ends up getting cut that has skins on a wall,
Julio.
More or less.
He's available.
Yeah, he's available. They can get him now if they wanted to for the cheap.
Oh, good.
I don't have a problem with we got to have him as long as you are not, and this is, again, a scary area for me because I fall in line to something that Jared said on his show.
Yikes.
It's very scary. But I'm in lockstep with him on this, that I don't have a problem with going hardcore in on a one-year deal. With the idea this is lining up with Tannehill, Henry, the sort of that old guard that's been winning, that took a step back with all the injuries last year. What I don't want to do is have, in your enthusiasm of I got to have DeAndre, that affects what you can do 2-3 years down the road with your cap. And you're like, oh, man, didn't work with D-Hop. He's aged out, and we're still paying a lot of dead money on his cap hit, and we can't deal with other stuff. Like, I want a good offer, but I want most of it to go on the line this year. And then I want a little bit of flexibility in year 2, 3, 4. If it works out, great. I want to keep him. Mm-hmm. But if it doesn't go well, then I don't want to be on the hook for a lot of guaranteed money for a guy that isn't working out, because we know both could happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless they offer, I can't see realistically Titans nor Diop. I can't see him being here more than 1 year. I just can't, because of the uncertainty after this season. Who's going to be the quarterback? Who you going to be? Who's going to be throwing me the ball? Is it going to be Will Levis? Is it going to be Tannehill? Is it going to be Willis? Who is it? Or are you going to draft somebody else? Who is it going to be as a wide receiver? Yeah, I know who it is this year. It's Ryan Tannehill if he stays healthy. But beyond that, I don't know who's throwing me the football. So why would I want to sign a deal more than 1 year?
It makes sense on both sides. For the Titans side of things, mm-hmm. you capitalize on this older core this season, Tannehill, Byard, Henry. And then for D-Hop, it's, look, I'll come in on this one-year deal. I'll give you everything that I've got, and hopefully that turns into another deal, maybe a longer-term deal somewhere else where I can make more money and continue my career elsewhere. It makes sense to me on both sides. And I totally hear what you're saying about the Patriots, that they are the kind of team that they don't overpay. They're not the Cleveland Browns now. They're not going to get themselves into these big-time contracts. They don't usually pay, especially at that position. They don't pay a ton of money to wide receivers. But it almost feels like there's a level of arrogance in that. Like Bill Belichick's arrogance is going to hurt that team. That New England could use DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, I think that the feeling within that organization with Mac Jones, it's kind of 50-50. Mm-hmm. He's your former first-round pick. If I'm them, I want to see what I have in Mac Jones. I want to give Mac Jones all of the opportunities to prove himself that he does deserve that contract, that he does deserve to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. And I don't know how much Juju Smith-Schuster really gives you the opportunity for Mac Jones to show you that. And that's no disrespect to Juju, but, I mean, let's be real. Juju and D-Hop are on two different levels here.
But essentially, they're on two different levels when you talk about their career. What they have done in this league. D-Hop's basically a Hall of Famer with what he's done. Juju Smith, we know that he's not. He's been a good player at points in his career, but he's not D-Hop. He's not what D-Hop was. But right now, they're both the same guy.
You could argue that.
They're both slot guys.
Different stages of their career. Yeah. One's a little bit younger.
Exactly. But right now, where they sit, the production and everything, right now, they are the same guy in a sense. They're both going to give you sort of the same production, right around the same production. Now, Hop's numbers may be a little bit higher. Mm-hmm. Say Juju has 900 yards. Hop may have 1,000 yards, somewhere around there. It may be close to 1,100 yards. But I think essentially for an offense, they're both the same guy. What are they? Slot guys. Both of them are slot guys. You can't put neither one of them on the outside and say win down the field one-on-one. They are red zone and slot guys, hybrid tight ends. That's what they are now.
You don't think D-Hop could win one-on-one?
Outside, consistently? Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, I just when you're talking about getting down the field?
Yeah.
No. And again, I'm just looking at what I've seen over the last 2 years. The numbers are going down. I'm not saying anything that I don't see. The numbers are not lying to me. I'm not saying he's not a good receiver, because he is a damn good receiver.
He is a good receiver.
But at this juncture in their career, they are both slot receivers. One may get 800-900 yards. The other may get 9 to 1,000 yards. One may have 5-6 touchdowns. The other may have 7 or 8 touchdowns. One may have 70 catches. The other may have 75. That's what they are. Both of them are slot receivers. Ask any GM in the league right now, what are they? Not what they used to be. Mm-hmm. What are they now? Slot receivers. And there's nothing wrong with that. No team can take D-Hop and Juju and put them outside and say, win one-on-one. You are our guy. You are our number one guy. Our offense is going to go through. No.
So do you think that with the changes on the sports books, mm-hmm. everything that we have heard, is your confidence level changed with the Titans landing D-Hop? For me, yes.
I don't think it's – yes, it has changed, but I don't think it's drastic from, you know – how the sports book sort of played it out. It went from a plus to a you know, overwhelmingly minus. I think as long as no one else jumps in the party, then I think it's the Titans player to lose.
I would agree.
So,
Willie?
I think I feel the same way. It does look like DeAndre Hopkins is going to take as much time as he can to see if another team jumps in there and changes the market. And at that point, that's when I think Rand Carthon is going to be put under the microscope, is do you up your offer or do you just stick to it and say, DeAndre, look, we've told you how you're going to fit here. You know how much we want you. We've given you a good offer. Your money goes a long way here with the tax situation, et cetera. We got a lot to offer here. If you want to go elsewhere, that's fine with you. Or do you have that, like we talked about when you're courting somebody, like do you go next level of desperateness? Oh, we'll throw in this, because that's what I'm sure the agent is saying, that that's possible, right? You have seen that before. The market changes. Well, maybe the offer goes up.
Dozen roses on your doorstep kind of vibe.
Sure.
Yeah.
But again, go higher if you want. If you've got that built into your budget, I just don't want it to affect year 2, 3, 4, because you know what's coming if you're Rand Carthon. And you should not lose focus of that.
Fair. Nick?
I mean, you all make valid points. I'm kind of with Derek on this. It's the, you know, if D-Hop, and also, Willie, if D-Hop wants to take his time, yeah, take your time. But
I have no problem with that.
Exactly. And if the Titans are going to make him a deal, I think 2 years should be the right move. I don't think 1 year, like Derek said, 1 year is not going to do anything. 2 for sure will probably do justice.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll get into your thoughts on that. But coming up next, I saw something that I thought came from The Onion, but it was actually real. And we'll talk about that coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game. Hey, Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace is brought to you by the New Zen Sports Sportsbook, the only sportsbook in Tennessee with a cash rewards program. Betting just got better. Download their app today. And the game summer ticket tour is headed to Fat Bottom Brewery at 844th Avenue North in Nashville tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 6. Come eat, drink, hang out, leave with a pair of free Sounds, Preds, Big Machine, Music City Grand Prix, or concert tickets. Also, you can get signed up for the grand prize Titans tickets, Preds tickets in the 501 Club, and a two-night stay at Opryland Hotel with access to sound waves. Black Tie Moving delivers the Game Summer Ticket Tour. For more details, visit thegamenashville.com/tour. So one of my best friends went to Northwestern, huge Cats fan, and he sent me a link to an article that I honestly thought came from The Onion, like the satirical, like, parody news site. The headline is this: source, former LSU coach Ed Orgeron, quote, would have interest in the Northwestern vacancy.
That's where you need to stop right now. Right now. Who'd you say Ed Orgeron should have stopped?
What?
I saw this last night, Caroline, when I was going to the Nashville SC game. I was like, should I send this to her?
You would not have been the only one, because I had like 3 or 4 people send it to me. I was like, no. I know. I saw. What in the world? And the funniest part of it all is that in this article, it says, just to clarify, Northwestern has not reached out to Coach Ed Orgeron. I would hope not. What in the world?
But no. Read that again. Read the first part again.
Source. Uh-huh. Former LSU coach Ed Orgeron would have interest in the Northwestern
vacancy. Stop right there. Would have interest? okay, so is he, would he be deciding, man, should I take, you know, if they offer me a job, I may not take it. I may want to continue doing what I'm doing. I don't want to take it. Ed, they're not going to offer you the job. But I'm sure if they did offer you the job, there's nothing for you to think about.
They would not offer him the job.
But he would take the job.
And when I read this and it said he would have interest, like, yeah, I'm
of
sure
course he
would.
Have. He would sign on a dotted line.
I'm sure he would have interest.
But, yeah, you're right. Listen, this program is going through a lot right now. Adding Ed Orgeron is not where you want to go. That's not the person, okay, we got a dumpster fire going here. Hey, guy with the gasoline, come on in. You can bring some more.
And also, no. You can bring your girlfriend.
Exactly.
Too, because
absolutely.
You have a tendency to do that.
Absolutely. Like, we don't need that in our program. Your name in Northwestern should not be linked ever. I know Northwestern is probably like, who in the hell put out that? We didn't contact them, so we know it's all coming from Ed Orgeron's side. That it's been put out.
His phone's probably not exactly ringing.
Exactly.
Off
they ain't
the
ringing. He keep on looking at his phone.
To the rescue. Ed Orgeron to the rescue. It just does seem like a really funny match to think of. He's from the Bayou. Uh-huh. You know, he talks about it all the time.
Do you think he changes his
Northwestern's in the city landscape, you know, right in the middle of the Big Ten. Total opposite. The first thing I thought of was Crocodile Dundee. Like the whole movie. This is going to be, I'm just going to age myself a little bit. D-Mace knew what I was talking about. But, you know, a guy from the outback in Australia ends up in
New York.
Manhattan. It's a funny movie from the 80s. But that's Ed Orgeron, I think, in Northwestern.
Does he change his accent?
High-end private school.
He's no Brian Kelly.
Yeah, does he change his more to a northern accent?
But I look back whenever Ed Orgeron was hired at LSU, and it was, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. He personifies LSU. He's from Louisiana. He's got a thick Cajun accent. Mm-hmm. He played college football in Louisiana. He is Louisiana. He is LSU personified. I don't know if there are two institutions that are more polar opposites than LSU and Northwestern. So if you are such a perfect fit for one, you are going to be a fish out of water in the other. Not to mention that Northwestern, like you said, it's going through a lot. It's going through turmoil. So let's go ahead and invite the coach that left his last program in turmoil to come and put out our little fires everywhere.
Yeah, that's not a good look. That's like, you know, I don't know.
He would have
it's
interest.
It's a bad look.
But he would have interest.
He would have interest.
It's like asking Urban Meyer to coach Northwestern. You just ain't doing that, okay? That's
or
not something you're doing.
Asking Urban Meyer to coach anywhere.
Exactly. You just not. You can't do that.
I do think it's a classically worded thing. I don't know who put it out there. But maybe it's just more of a signal for him. Like, I'd like to get back in the game somewhere. But I would have interest in pitching for the Padres on Friday, but I don't think my phone's going to be ringing. Yeah, Willie, come on in.
Hey, check your phone, Willie. Check your phone.
We need some pitchers. Come on down. Oh, you would have interest. Okay.
Willie, you would be a better fit as a Padres pitcher than Ed Orgeron would have coaching.
Us lefties, we know how to survive out there.
Yeah, I don't know if Ed Orgeron will. I can't see him getting a job no time soon, and I can't see him. I can't see the brass over there at Northwestern saying, okay, we have this scandal going. A coach that personified, you know, Northwestern, a guy that went here, played here, coached here. He was just Northwestern, just it's just purple and black, and it just bled out of me. So we're going to go from him to Ed Orgeron? Nah, no thank you. I pass on that one.
It has been speculated that they're going to hire somebody internally that just
the
came
defensive
there.
Defensive coordinator.
David
Braun,
who had been very successful in his previous stop that was not a part of the Northwestern issues before, culture before. That seems to be what everybody's saying. So, sorry, Ed.
Is Ed one of those guys that may not ever get another job, like major job?
Yes.
But I honestly was not sure he would get another job after the whole Ole Miss thing, because he got thrown out for cheating there. Remember, Hugh Freeze came into a mess that Ed Orgeron had created
Isn't
there.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, and then he went to remember he was at Tennessee with Lane Kiffin, and that was crazy too. Mm-hmm. Lane Kiffin was getting minor violations every week, like he and he seemed to be enjoying it. And Ed Orgeron was a part of that.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I don't know how he, but he, more power to him. He always will have that ring at LSU,
and he'll have that year. And if if I'm him, I mean, he's got $17 million of a buyout from LSU. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need another job. Go out on top, or as close to on top as you possibly could.
No, he was basically on the bottom when they when he got fired.
But he still got that ring.
He still got that ring.
I think the only thing funnier than Coach O's tenure at USC with that man being in LA would be being in Chicago.
Oh, man.
Northwestern.
Goodness.
But hey, go Cats. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Caroline Willie DeMace, 1025-1063, the game.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.